Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:19 Pacific Summer Time. Well, today in Asia, the majority of the major markets were mildly in negative territory. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was down about 0.5%, whereas the Nikkei, which continues to steady here in the region of the 200-day moving average, was down about 0.5%. The Australian index, which has also been reasonably steady over the last few days, was down about 0.1%. I guess where the really big advances were today were in India, where you continue to see that the market is pricing in the rather optimistic, from the perspective of governance, that is, optimistic perspective, that Mr. Modi is going to win the upcoming election and that he may even have a workable government. The Taiwanese market was also up yesterday, but also up rather firmly in here today as well. It continues to hold this progression of higher reaction lows, which has resulted in a fairly modest uptrend over the last 18 months. The Taiwan dollar, on the other hand, has been among the weaker currencies. That will certainly be welcomed by companies like Taiwan Semiconductor and Mediaset. The Taiwanese market is a bit of a relative strength performer in the region at present, and joins India and Vietnam under that mantle, although it does have the differentiation in that its currency is weakening, whereas the rupee has was a little bit firmer in here again today. That also helps to highlight the fact that following a depreciation in the currency that the stock market generally tends to get or attract investor interest once there is some evidence that the depreciation has ended. We certainly have that in India. We have that in Vietnam. Whether that is the case for much of the rest of Asia remains to be seen. In Europe today, the majority of markets were in positive territory. The FTSE was up by about 1.3%, and both the CAC and the DAX up in the region of 1.6%. The peripheral markets, which have been among the better performers this year, they're all in positive territory, have also steadied in the last few days, having had a bit of a pullback. The Italian market was up a bit less than 1%, but it's up almost 10% on the year, whereas the FTSE is down about 2%. That would help to also to highlight the fact that the peripheral markets are generally a little bit cheaper, and because they had the more steeper declines, they've been rebounding a bit more impressively. In Wall Street, the S&P is up about 0.4%, and the Dow Jones about 0.5%. The Nasdaq has been pretty mixed in here today, so that the composite is up about 0.2%, and has at least closed off its low. Some of the technology shares and the ones that have been most overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages steadied a bit in here today. Considering that really the Wall Street has been bulletproof, and that what we've seen really since the beginning of the year is a rangy environment, well, another way to characterize that is that there has been very little in the way of profit erosion. Certainly investors will be looking at the market and thinking, well, they haven't had a great return so far this year, particularly when last year was so impressive. But there hasn't really been any motivating factor to get people to really panic in here. So provided the progression of higher reaction lows remains intact, then people aren't really going to see a great deal to be particularly cautious about. But in the meantime, the US dollar continues to firm a little bit in here. The euro is weakening. It's down to 1.38. It's been pulling back from that 1.40 area over the last 2 weeks, and certainly the Europeans have got a vested interest in getting a weaker currency in here. The relative strength of the euro over the last year hasn't been particularly welcome in either Brussels or Frankfurt. Well, what we've seen over the same time period in the last year has been a predominantly ranging environment for government bonds, and US treasuries were a little bit weaker in here today, whereas the German Bund was mildly in positive territory. both bunds and gilts have picked up some investor interest over the last couple of weeks, not least because you have this stress between Russia and the West. The Russian market was pretty firm in here today. It's unwinding this short-term overbought condition. From the perspective of a foreign investor, and not least as a minority shareholder, it's not a particularly appetizing opportunity in here. There's certainly more important things, and in terms of the risk-reward appetite, Russia doesn't really fit our criteria. But it has rallied in here today, which would suggest that some of the risk that's been attached to the market is being unwound. Well, when we look at the commodity complex, gold, which has been pulling back as some of these tensions have eased, has steadied a bit in here today. It's continuing to hold around this $1,300 area. And palladium was as low today as $783 and finished out today at $788. It continues to range here below the $800 area. And while certainly an interruption to Russian supplies could send prices higher in a hurry, it's still a constructive chart pattern, and we've seen a progression of lower rally highs that's been evident for over a year, broken in the last 3 weeks. But really, if one were to just strip away all of the noise, then what you're seeing here is a little consolidation of a short-term overbought condition and above the previous lower rally high, which would suggest that we're still in this accumulation phase and that the chances are that prices are going to move higher from here. Well, there was a question came through in one of the comments to one of our articles in here today about platinum, and what about the substitution possibilities? Well, the predominance of diesel engines has shifted the substitution argument somewhat between platinum and palladium. And platinum, despite labor issues in South Africa and continuing demand for the metal in terms of its ETF holdings, well, the price for platinum is still very much range-bound. It was down today by about $10, and it has pulled back from around that $1,500 area over the last 3 weeks, very much in sympathy with what has been happening with gold. So palladium continues to represent the market where you have not only new support for the tightness argument, but also the chart action is very much supportive of that argument. Staying with the precious metals, silver is closing out the day at $19.98. This represents the lower side of the range, and if silver is going to find support, then the chances are that it's going to be in the next 25 cents. Broadly speaking, silver has been ranging for about a year, and this represents the lower side of the range. In the soft commodities, corn was reasonably firm yesterday, and it was down a little bit in here today, but it continues to look like a first step above the base, and that we have this rounding characteristic on the weekly chart, which is consistent with accumulation. And coffee, having had that upside Q reversal yesterday, was a little bit weaker in here today. It was down $1. Whereas the sugar price was marginally firmer in here. And in the energy complex, you continue to see that both Brent and WTI are holding in the range they've been in for the last week, and natural gas, having pulled back so very sharply, was up by 13 cents in here today. It would suggest that having been a ceiling for much of the last few years, $4 is now a floor, and that we're unlikely to see prices come very much below it in future. It would suggest also that the supply overhang that has been such a feature of natural gas over the last number of years has been dissipated, and that the transitioning away from natural gas drilling has brought the market back into a demand dominant environment, so that the chances are that we are going to see some supply disruptions at some point in future, and that the chances are that we're going to see the surprises to the upside in natural gas pricing in future. And in the industrial metals, copper pulled back below $3 about 2 weeks ago and was up today all the way up to $3 and a cent. It's closed below the $3 area in here, and what we're seeing is an unwinding of the short-term oversold condition. But it really will have to do substantially more than that to demonstrate that demand is returning to dominance beyond scope for a short-term rally. If, though, copper continues to hold here in the $3 area, then some of the lower-cost producers should start to demonstrate that they can find support at progressively higher levels. So we remain very much in a very interesting environment, and the political backdrop remaining to be quite uncertain, and that represents a potential threat to the general outlook for stock markets. But in the meantime, the progression of higher reaction lows continue to hold, and as long as that remains the case, then investors are likely to continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.